In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yes. Friday is here. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. So happy to be here with you, for you, whatever you need this morning. I'm a little bit worse for wear. God. I'll just tell you right now. But you can't be mad at me, Paul. I'll explain in a minute. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. If you're listening on the radio, the app, the YouTube feed, you can see I look like a bag of hammered ass right now a little bit. And I did not overindulge, I didn't think. Mm-hmm. But I'm here today. I'm Woodsy. And Paul Reindl is our executive producer. Paulie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Big guy, 34 years old tomorrow. Your wife Megan is here, yes, Hanging out with us. Hi, Megs. How are you?
Hi.
Say hello to everyone if you want to.
Hello, everyone. Shout out SD.
If you want to flash the audience, you can.
Yeah.
You're on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's not his birthday yet.
That's true. All right, fair enough. I'll give you that. So Dub J says, you do sound a little froggy. I am a little froggy. I had one half of a glass of wine. One half of a glass of wine. And I woke up this morning like this.
Oh, God.
It was nice wine. It was fancy wine. It was delicious wine. I'm actually surprised I cut myself off at a half a glass. But I woke up this morning at 3 a.m. and was like, bleh,
bleh. How late were we out?
Got home at 8:30. And then my wife started hustling and bustling around the house. All the lights were, I'm like, woman, I've got to sleep. I've got to get to bed. And then I couldn't fall asleep, you know? So I have so much work to do this morning. I have no idea what we're going to talk about on the show today. I mean, I got some idea, but today's going to be fast and loose as we do it in here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I want to tell you guys all about the gala last night, the Lucky Duck Foundation Gala. But I need to wait to do that because we need to pay off something that happened yesterday. We, Paulie and I, put our heads together, and we are immature. I'll give you that. And we like to have fun, and we often like to have fun at our partner Ben's expense. And he's a really good sport about it.
Oh, man.
But this one might have crossed a small line. I'm not sure yet. I don't really know how he's feeling about it. But I was able to coax from him where exactly he was staying on this golf excursion.
It wasn't even that hard.
It wasn't that hard. Oh, God. Oh, I said, I go, where are you staying? He's like, Hyatt. I'm like, where? And he tells me, and I go, okay. So I filed that away. I call Paulie later in the day, and I go, all right, we got to do something. What can we do? We got to do something. We have to prank him somehow, because A, it's fun. B, it's funny. And C, it's all, you get punished when you go away. That's just what happens. I get punished when I go away. He gets punished when he goes away. That's just how it works. So, Paulie, I'm going to blame you, because actually this was Paulie's idea. It was his idea. He told me where to find this.
I didn't tell you where to find it. I said, let me look on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
We were on the phone, and I just pulled up Amazon.
That's true.
This stuff is very easy to find.
And we had delivered to his hotel room. Before he checked in, we had an Amazon package there. We'll ask him how it all went down, but it was a...
a receptacle?
Oh, God, that's the worst word for it that you could have possibly come up with. The number one worst word in the world.
Well, if you got a better one, I'm all ears.
It was a simulator of sorts.
Kind of a doll?
Like a model, a headless.
Yeah, it was a torso.
A torso. That's what it was. And it was not, you don't have to blow air into it. It's latex. And we sent it to him. His mom is so mad at us right now. Kim, I love you. We love him. This is all in good fun and for content's sake. Oh, C20 Morenos is cruel. It was not meant to be cruel. Don't spin me out this whole show and be beating myself up. Paulie, get him on the line if you can. So we sent it, and then he sent us a picture of it.
It was there when he arrived.
I'm assuming
just sitting in his room.
So I didn't think about the ramifications of it until afterwards.
Well, there's so much to it. Like, I was surprised he even opened it.
The box?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised he opened the box.
I guess probably discreet packaging. So he's probably what is this?
It's not like it showed up with a bow on it.
The guy sent me some golf balls for my weekend.
Yeah, the guy sent me a box of chocolates and a little wine or something. We're going to call him right now. And we know he got it. He sent us a picture. Here's the thing. It's so graphic, we can't post the picture.
No.
We can't even blur it out. Good morning,
Hi,
Benjamin.
Ben.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm fine. I had a good first day of my trip.
Okay. Did you have a good first night
of your
night? Trip?
It was nice. Just, just alone in my hotel room. Why would you ask?
So we came up with this idea because, we were just explaining. When somebody goes away, you have to mess with them, right? And we all do it to each other. But I was like, I hope this didn't cross the line. But I didn't think about the ramifications. I want to talk about the ramifications. When you got to the hotel, it had beat you there, correct?
Correct. It was there was a package waiting for me in my room. And it was a nice, heavy, unlabeled package, which was very confusing, is that I didn't think that anyone really knew I would be here, so I was wondering what it could be. But I was kind of intrigued because it had a good, nice heft and weight, and I thought, maybe this is like a bottle of bourbon or something. It felt like it was heavy enough that it could be, that would be nice. Like, oh man, I can sip on bourbon in my room. This would be great. Who would be saying this? There was no card or label, but
right.
I eagerly opened it like it was Christmas morning.
And then what?
Like, I'm looking at the description of the product on Amazon. I can't even read the product name.
You can't do it. I just snotted again.
And then I immediately texted you two, going, "Was this you two clowns?
Yes,
are you behind that?"
And we said, "Yes, that was us." So you got it. What weight wise? What would you say she is?
Oh, I mean, I thought it was dumbbells for a second. I mean, ten pounds at least. I mean, this was a heavy box.
10 pounds? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's some good quality.
So you
a quality item.
Oh, I've seen stars, bro. So you open it and you go, you sons of bitches, you got me, right? So here's the
exactly.
Here's what I didn't. I swear to God, Ben, the delivery of it was literally meant to be the end of the joke. But as I'm driving around yesterday, I thought, huh. So he opens it. He's there for a few days. What are you going to do with it while you leave to go play golf today?
I'm going to leave in my room somewhere where hopefully the maid doesn't find it.
So then,
it's not going to be your caddy?
I don't think it fits in the safe is very small. I don't think it can fit in there.
She's not fitting in there, man. There's no doubt. So then,
you know, like in a drawer under my empty suitcase or something.
Put it in the suitcase, zip the suitcase, and put do not enter on the suitcase. So then I thought to myself, okay, so he's able to hide it in his room. I have another question that I have to ask. Did you
use it?
Did you try it?
Oh, a gentleman never kisses and tells.
Oh, my God.
Hannah asked me, if that happened to you, would you try it? I said, absolutely. 100%. No question. There's absolutely no question in my mind that I would 100% be like, right.
It's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just let's see what all the fuss is about here. All right. So then,
I will add, just because I did look at it rather closely.
Yeah.
I was intrigued.
I'm sure you did.
It doesn't really come with a user's manual or anything.
No directions. Well, that's true. Neither do women. I think they assume that you know what you're doing if you're that big of a deviant to order that. Here's the other ramification that I thought of. How are you? What are you going to do? The joke's over, right? How are you going to get it out of there? And what are you going to do with it once you do? Have you thought about that? Again, these are all little offshoots to the prank that I swear to God on my mother, I did not even consider. Like, how are you going to get it out of there?
Have you named her?
Have you named her? And what will you do with it?
Let's just say that it will remain unspoken of for a long time. So perhaps it makes an appearance someday when you guys least expect it.
Oh, he's going to get us with it. I like that. I like that a lot. Here's the funny thing. He thinks he'd be, hey, I'm going to bring it to spring training and leave it in Woodsy's bed. And I'm like, all right, sounds good to me.
Thank you,
Ben.
Well, I mean, if the Padres go on a winning streak, it may be our new rally.
Our rally doll.
We can just put it right here in the studio.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, we get fired immediately.
Oh, fine. Yeah, yes.
We're out of a job. All right. We'll keep that in the Ben and Woods locker, you know, and hang on to it, literally and figuratively, I guess. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a great time golfing today. And tomorrow and the next day as well. We love you. I'm glad you took that took it in stride.
Thank you for caring.
Oh, you're
have
welcome.
A good show today.
We will.
I'll see you guys on Monday morning.
All right,
do you have
buddy.
Any questions for Mike Schulte you'd like us to ask?
Yeah, anything for Schulte.
Yeah, just tell him just to you know what? I don't want any more stress. Get this playoff thing clinched as soon as possible.
I will.
I don't want it going down to the last weekend. Thank you.
Nor do I. I will tell him that in a few hours when we talk to the skipper at 9 a.m. this morning. Benjamin, have a great, great time. Yeah, the rally torso, somebody said. That's a really good idea. Have so much fun, dude. And hit him straight and try to win some money off Scotty. Tell Scotty we say hi.
Thanks, guys. Off to the course.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
That's our Ben, man. Guy takes it in stride and just keeps on going. You know, the funny thing is like you see something like that. Megan, and if you started dating Paul and you'd walked into his house for the first time.
Had one of these.
And that was there. You know, it was there.
Did you see that in the reflection? Be careful.
Probably. No, if you saw it, you would run for the hills.
I mean...
For the hills. Like, you, in first date, you show up and you're like, what? You have
like
that?
I accidentally left it out.
Yeah, you left it out. Or she, like, opened a closet to put her coat in and it's there. You would have lost your mind.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
If Paul went to your house and opened up your side table of your drawer and was like, oh my God, what a collection, he'd be like, hell yeah.
That's a double standard.
That's a double standard for men and women. And listen, I realize most double standards go in our favor as men. I realize that. But that's one I can't abide. That's one that I can't reconcile. Why is it okay for you to have a virtual shop next to your bed, but if I decided to get, you know, that, I'm some creepy deviant, which I would be. I would feel yes. like I would be if I,
like,
if I had
do a side-by-side of what they look like.
That's fair. That's
yours
fair.
Yours look criminal.
They do. It
so
really, this looks criminal.
You can't show yours.
It's a headless, it's like a headless, it's a headless woman.
I don't want to look at it anymore.
No. Anyway, that was our, that was our fun that we had with Ben, and he is, he's just elite. He's an elite human being. We love you, Benny. Thank you. I just, the thought of when he opened it, I swear, I did not think about, well, what's he going to do with it? How's he going to get it out of there? Hmm. And where do you look around and like stop by a dumpster at like, at like Vaughn's and be like, throw this in there? Like, right. He can't bring it. Yeah. How's he going to bring it home? He has a family. Like, what's he going to do with it? Leave it in his car? Wrap it up in a
what
sheet?
What if his bag gets checked?
The bag? Well, yeah. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you never know. Like,
oh, he didn't
he
fly
drove.
There.
He didn't fly, he drove. Well, what if one of his kids opened his bag or his wife opened his bag or something? He's like, oh, did you have a fun trip? So,
holy crap.
It was a prank that I'm not proud of, but I'm kind of
I'm a little bit proud of.
So
I'm pretty proud.
Well, that was one of our favorite opens, and I hope we have a great time. So I'm struggling a little bit today, thanks to that wine from the Russian River Valley. It was really good, but we will get through this together. Be here for you till 10 a.m. this morning, and I'll set the menu for you next. We'll tell you guys about the incredible gala last night and all that entails. Be right back, celebrating Pauly's birthday. Also, how about I don't want to rain on your parade, Pauly, but I think I'd get my ass kicked if I didn't mention that my wife is celebrating a birthday on Sunday.
Go Team Virgos.
Happy birthday to my beloved Virgo, Hannah. I love you. Thank you for putting up with me. Be back in a few. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Very sexy song. Sexy mood this morning here on Ben and Woods. Welcome back. Ugh, gave me the shivers, Polly. Thinking about Benny opening that package at the hotel.
We dropped the link.
Yeah, it's in the
our YouTube chat.
YouTube chat if you want to go see it.
We won't show it.
No, we can't. I mean,
you can open the link if you really need to.
Yeah, please be careful when you do that, but
you'd not be on a work computer or something.
Yeah, log out or do whatever.
Anthony said, I have a shared Amazon account with my wife.
She'll
thank
see
you
it
for that.
Yeah,
that'll be in your search history now.
Yeah, she will. She will absolutely see it.
Anthony, you have some explaining to do.
That's right. We are Ben and Woods minus Ben today. He's playing golf up in L.A. With a buddy. So it's me and Paulie hanging out. His wife Megan's hanging out too. Paulie's birthday is tomorrow. Paulie, do you have the picture of our gift, mine and Ben's gift to you? Because I have nothing right now. I'm going to order breakfast for us. We can eat breakfast, certainly. I'm going to need something to soak up this half a glass of wine that I had last night that has wrecked me. Do you have the picture? So we got...
Let me find it.
Paulie had said that he wanted a new baseball glove. And I said, okay. And he said, I'm gonna order it. And I was like, oh... So I texted our buddy that works for Rawlings, our buddy Baseball Nick, and I said, Paulie's going to hit you up for this glove that he wants. Don't charge him. Benny and I will cover it. And so we got Paulie this really cool custom Rawlings glove for his birthday. So happy birthday, Paulie. And
thank
I'll say to Colonel Budget's credit over there, yeah. I said, here's what the cost is, and this is what you owe me. I've already paid for you, and 2 seconds later, Venmo comes. He didn't even question it.
What
he
a
just
guy.
Sent it over, and it's really, really a cool glove. Paulie's going to put it in the YouTube chat.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Custom
it's,
Rawlings.
Know, it's they're not cheap, and that's something.
Yeah, you'll have.
I've been working on it for years to treat myself, and
yeah.
I thought, you know what? That's something that I would really like. That I'm playing ball a lot more now.
Yep,
a nice custom glove would be really cool to have. But I was like, I don't know if I should spend that much money.
Yeah.
So I really do appreciate it.
Happy
it's got
birthday
my name
to
on
you.
It,
yep.
My number.
Yeah, it's sick.
Very excited for that.
It's sick. And it's one of those things where it's like, I do this all the time to my wife. There it is. Look at that. Beautiful Rawlings, 32 on the side, Rindle. It's one of those things I do to my wife, and she's done it to me too, where you get them a gift, and you're like, oh... Didn't show up yet, so I'm just going to print a picture of it and here, happy birthday. She did it to me this for my birthday this year. She goes, oh, it didn't. She got me new luggage, which I really needed because I had an old Timberland suitcase that I got at Ross, and about 3 days in, the zipper came off, so I had to pinch it and like. Every time I use it, was a nightmare. You've seen my big old brown Timberland.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I had put a paper clip in the hole to like open the zipper. This is a stupid nightmare. And it's huge. It's huge. So my birthday comes, I come out, there's my card, and then there's the, I go, oh, that's sick, babe. Thank you. And then we get an email. Oh, it's been discontinued. And she goes, I'll just get you something. I'll say, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. You do enough for me. Well, then, all of a sudden, the day before we leave for Hawaii, I go to the front door, and it's there. It showed up. Like, my brand new luggage
awesome.
Was there. So I got that. So, Paulie, happy birthday to you. I hope you enjoy it.
I got the new glove. And then Megan, she let me order a new custom wood bat.
Let me. Look
no,
at you.
No, that's your
gift. Let me. Well, I picked it out.
There you go.
And then we ordered it.
So and you guys will have Megan has got other presents for you, I'm sure, this weekend when you guys go away.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in the Rindle Report.
Oh,
later
yeah.
at 9:35.
Good story for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. You look forward to that.
You have to go to work, actually.
So today it's Friday. You know, it's usually a pretty loose and funny show. No game. last night.
Pretty slow sports night.
Slow sports night. Obviously, there's stuff to talk about with the Bills-Dolphins. Pretty scary moment on the field for Tua last night. And yeah, I mean, you just wonder how much longer you can continue playing after something like that happens. But we will talk about that game as well. Also, we'll have Jordan Schusterman, our pal, on at 8 from Cespedes Family Barbecue. He was tweeting last night about the newest ace to, you know, make his appearance in Major League Baseball, Kumar Rocker for the Texas Rangers. And he looked filthy, 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 filthy. And so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Padres and obviously their chances. Huge series this weekend in San Francisco.
I agree. It's a huge series.
Huge.
I don't know that there's any non-huge series the rest of the way. I don't even think we have to qualify the rest of the season. Every series is a big series.
15 games to go for the regular season, and Padres are in a good position. You know, they're certainly in a good position. And then we'll talk about the man that will be hopefully leading that charge to a really, really nice last couple of weeks, Mike Schilt. Manager of the San Diego Padres at 9 a.m. I was reading more stuff about Schilty last night. I like to kind of check in and see if there's any articles. And there was a mention of Schilty and Ken Rosenthal's latest piece in The Athletic. I want to talk about that as well. And,
how fantastic is that?
It's great. It was great. I'm sure you enjoyed getting a name drop in a Ken Rosenthal article.
That's correct.
That's right. That's right. So I love talking to Schilty. That's coming up at 9 a.m.
He's a stud.
Yeah, you are a stud. And we'll talk about all that. We got Parker McCollum tickets to give away. We can take your phone calls. I know everyone's nervous right now. I'm nervous too. It's kind of what you live for, though. I mean, it's kind of what you live for if you're a baseball fan when your team is in it with 2 weeks to go. And not only in it, just in a good position, you know. And they're not playing their best right now, but they're not playing their worst at all. So it's why every game is so important. Tonight is just a nerve-wracking game. Logan Webb against Dylan Cease, who needs to get back on track. So, yeah, man.
If you could fast forward from now to Monday, I think it's the 30th, whatever, the day after the regular season ends.
Yep.
Would you do it and just assume the Padres make it to the playoffs? Would you want to fast forward just to get there? Because I feel like these next 2 weeks are going to be excruciating.
They are. They're. It's
the playoffs are hard enough.
Playoffs are awful.
Day to day,
they're just horrible. Pitch to pitch,
it's just anxiety ridden, and we basically are adding another 2 to 3 weeks of playoffs.
Yeah, it's essentially the end of the regular season. It does feel playoff esque tonight. I mean, when I'm going to be an Oracle for my first time, and I'm fully expecting just to be a wreck. Watching the game, you know, and so, yeah, man. And there's a question I want to ask Schilty. It's kind of a philosophical one of what Jay Cronenworth said the other day. We need to start playing our best baseball. Well, we also saw them kind of pressing a little bit. Now, again, that was against a really good pitcher who had you really flummoxed for six innings. What is ratcheting it up versus pressing look like? You know what I'm saying? Because I was reading about Schilty last night. He had that streak with the Cardinals. They won 17 games in a row to end the season. Like, that's what you want? I doubt very much the Padres are going to go 15-0 in these last 15, but certainly is possible. It's also possible they go 0-15. So, I mean, that's the nature of the beast when you're a baseball fan and your team's in it. But
well, Benny will let us know what the magic numbers are every day starting Monday.
100%, which is great. So excited to talk some Padres baseball with you guys today. We'll be right back. I want to tell you guys about the incredible work that they're doing over at the Lucky Duck Foundation. I was moved to tears last night several times. It wasn't just the wine. It was the stories. Got to spend some time with Sheil Seidler last night and pass along a message from her.
I want to hear what you got me at the auction.
Yeah, and the auction. I'll tell you if I raised my paddle.
I don't see a Rolex.
There is no Rolex today.
On that wrist.
I think that went for $12,000 last night. Yeah.
I don't even know. Is that a good deal?
I think
so. How much do Rolexes cost?
I don't know. I have no idea, man.
That actually sounds like it might have been a bargain even at $12,000.
I have a Garmin, so I don't have a Rolex. No, but I will say this. Wife and I did raise our paddles a couple times, which is maybe the most nerve-wracking thing ever. Ever. Yeah, just terrifying. I'll explain it all next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to all you guys out there. Thanks for hanging with me and Paulie today as Benny is out. Celebrating Paulie's birthday. He's ordering some breakfast burritos right now, which sounds so, so good. Like last night.
Those always sound good after a night out drinking.
I had a half a glass of wine. Half. And it crushed me. And I
like you texted me at like 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And you were still out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh boy.
You're like, oh God.
And then
I
you come
you.
In this morning, you're like, oh, I'm not feeling great.
I got in here.
What
at
did you do?
4 a.m. Four. This is the third time this week I've been here at four. Which is not, it's just not, you can't do that lifestyle all the time. So I don't know how you guys do it, but listen. I'm going to do with the breakfast burrito like I did with the one. I'm going to have like a quarter of it. I just want a sense of it. I can't eat the whole thing because where we're ordering from is the size of like your entire leg and your arm. It's huge. So, yeah, last night was pretty special. And allow me, I think, to get a little bit sappy for a moment when I talk about the Lucky Duck Foundation. They didn't pay me to go or anything like that. Like, I was invited, and I want to tell you all about that. And I want to talk about Peter Seidler and his wife, Sheil Seidler. We'll do that right after this quick check of traffic. Thank you, Kelly Danik. So, yeah, got the invite a couple of weeks ago from Sheil Seidler to go to the Lucky Duck Foundation soiree last night, as they called it. It was at the Sound in Del Mar. I'd never been there before. Beautiful facility. Walked in, and, I'm not the big gala type. Usually, honestly, I MC things like that. That's what I've done over the last 15 years is, hey, welcome everybody, get those wallets ready, you know, do that bit. So in that sense, I was very pleased to not have to do that. I could just go, enjoy the time with my wife, and ran into some friends, ran into my agent, Brad, hadn't talked to him in a while. So I chewed his ear for about 40 minutes last night. He was trying to get away, and I'm like, well, I mean, I pay you, so you have to listen to me. So talked to him, and then walked in and sat down at our table. And Sheil Seidler was at the table right next to us, but we were at the table with Tom Seidler, Peter's brother, who we adore. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite humans on the
planet.
Best man alive, dude. And clearly something in that blood makes you a great person. Tom's a great guy.
Their parents did a very good job, from what I can tell.
100%. 100%.
There's a lot of brothers and sisters. I only know a couple of them.
But yeah,
the two that I knew,
They're great.
Very, very quality humans.
So Hannah and I walked up, and we thanked Sheil for inviting us. And we talked to her for about probably 10, 15 minutes. And I got a little bit misty-eyed when we started talking about Peter, and we started talking about how, now listen, nothing's booked yet, nothing's, you know, guaranteed yet, but I don't know how you look at 150 games this year of what this team has been able to do and not feel just a little bit of magic. If you don't, I actually probably have to call BS on you. Like, there's been so many magical moments this year for a team, you know, that was
unexplainable.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, you cut $85, $90 million from your payroll, and you're having a much better season, and the guys are all together. There's something in the air, man. And I believe in things like that. I believe in magic. I absolutely do. And talking to Sheil about it last night, she absolutely does too. And, you know, she kind of wants... She wants to do this in her own way, and I guess I'll let her, but I just, to kind of pass along a message, she just wants to thank Padres fans out there and for all of your support for their family and, of course, for the team this year. The support has been through the roof, and I think it's been very deserving. The team is giving back to you what you're putting in and showing up to the ballpark every night, and here they are. You know, in a position to make a run. But, you know, when they got up and they honored Peter and they honored Bill Walton and guys like that, guys that were selfless, guys that were giving of not only their money, but their time and their hearts. And they wanted to put their heads together to end homelessness, to try their very best to help all the people out there that needed it. They had two stories, Paulie, that they told. I mean,
can't even imagine.
So I'm sitting at the table.
I've been to charity fundraisers for similar organizations, and it's intentional. Those stories.
Oh yeah, 100%.
The stories that they want presented are very intentional, and God, do they? It kills you. It guts you.
It certainly feels I think when you look at the homeless problem in San Diego, it can feel not a little overwhelming, massively overwhelming. And they know they have a lot of work to do. And Peter was so committed to helping that. And Bill Walton was so committed to helping that. And they did a ton of work with that organization. But they brought up a guy, man. Mom had him when he was 15. Dad took off. Raised by his great-grandmother. She died. Then he goes foster home, foster home, foster home, abuse, drugs, foster home, sleeps under a bridge, et cetera, et cetera. Through the programs that they started there, he was able to get certified as an EMT and a firefighter. Wow. One of the best public speakers I've ever seen. I walked up to him after. I said, your story was incredible. You should consider broadcasting. Like, I'm a broadcaster and you're better than me at actually speaking into a microphone. He brought us to our knees. And then there was a story of a family, a husband and wife that had kids. She got hooked on drugs. She left. He left. The kids were sent off in different branches. They all came back together and got each other clean. And the wife and the husband stood on stage last night with this check. And they showed him years ago when he was all messed up on drugs. And they showed him last night. I'm like, the guy looks like a model. Like, he's completely cleaned his life. And she was like 15 years sleeping under bridges, sleeping in cars, doing ungodly things to get my next fix. And I'm just sitting there, man, tears are flowing in my eyes. And I'm like, all right, life's pretty good for a lot of us. What can we be doing? How can we use our platform to be better? So I just wanted to shout them out for the work that they're doing in our community, raising a ton of money, helping a ton of people, getting people back through their programs that they do. But it was special, and I was really glad to be a part of it. Now, when the auction items started coming up, all right, we're going to get it started here. We've got the Rolex Submariner. So they had this female auctioneer. And she would do a little sing song. 40 do I hear? 40. 40 do I hear? 50. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be singing this in my head. And I haven't stopped thinking. 40 do I hear? 50. 50 do I hear? 60. Something like that. And so I'm sitting there. So it gets around. I'm like, I'm not bidding. And these bids are starting at $4,000. So we're sitting in our seats, and they do the bid for four tickets to the owner's box with parking and a bunch of Padres sign merch. And I'm looking at Hannah. She's looking at me. Let's start the bidding at $1,000. Right here. Okay? So here's what I didn't think about. So I throw it up at 1,000. Oh, we got 1,000. Do we have two? Do we have two? Do we have two? We've got two. Then she comes back at you. Do you have three? Can I get you at three? Like, and she's pointing at you. And then you're like, no, 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 no. It gets up to like,
oh, I only brought two with me.
Bro,
sorry.
It gets me to like. She's like, and then so the guys are gonna win it at like four or whatever. And she's like, comes back to you. And she's like, we got four. Do I have five? Can you bid five? Bid five. And I'm like, I'm not. I can't bid five.
You're like, babe, these parking spots alone probably cost like $800. So this might be a bargain.
So you just slink down in your chair. Like,
you're like, I got to go.
I've got to go. Like, I start like looking at my phone. Oh, it's so nervous.
The wine's running right through me. I'll be right back.
But it was awesome, man. And I actually, one of the guys at my table I had never met before. And many of you longtime San Diegans will certainly know the name Norv Turner. And I had never met Norv before. Now, I told him. I said, Norv, he introduced himself. I go, I know you, Mr. Turner. And I said, I'm in sports radio now. I said, but I said, I wasn't here doing sports radio when you were in your heyday here. And I said, but I am from Dallas, and I was born and raised in Dallas, where Norv Turner won like four Super Bowl rings as an offensive coordinator, and is like a legend. Troy Aikman says, my career is nothing without Norv Turner. And so we're talking, and he said, what station are you on? So I told him, what time do you work? 6 to 10. And I said, do you happen?
Oh, this is amazing.
I said, do you... You know Ben Higgins? He's my partner on the radio. He stopped and he goes, yeah, I know Ben. Just like that. That's all he said. So,
oh, Higgins?
Yeah.
Yeah, goes, I know him.
Yeah, I know Ben. And I go, oh. And then I just stopped talking. after that. But yeah, Ben, I texted Ben that he goes, yeah, that's not really a ringing endorsement. He goes, I don't think Norv liked me very much. And in my mind, I'm going, how could anyone not like Ben Higgins? You know what I mean? Like, but I guess if, you know, you're ripping and he's got all this talent, they don't win a ton or whatever. You know, I can get it. But Norv was a really, really nice guy. Really, really good
That's
dude.
Awesome.
So we had a great time. And thank you again to Sheil and the Seidler family for having us out there. It was really special. I did want to let you guys know, Sheil sees all of your tweets. Sees them all. The good, the bad, the ugly, the toxic, whatever. And, you know, she told Hannah, she goes, boy, you're a spicy one on Twitter. And I was like, she goes, I think you're hysterical and so edgy. And I was like, babe, that's the last, I don't need you to be edgy. All right. Just whatever. But she sees them all. She says that she gets nervous about posting the memories. And I said, posting pictures of you guys together. Never.
I've noticed she's gotten a little bit more comfortable with that. Yeah. I follow her on Instagram, and she reposted Manny after he broke the home run record for the Padres earlier this week, and then the next slide was a picture of Peter and Manny, and I'm just like, yes, keep
that coming,
keep that going.
It's part of it's part of the grieving process, and they are certainly in it, man. They got three kids, and got a chance to meet one of their daughters last night. Just beautiful and so smart and funny, and yeah, man, you forget what they've been through in the last year, and honestly, you know, she just wanted to thank everybody out there for your support of the Padres. And man, you sit in there and you go, this really has been a special season. It's been a magical season, and it's just a good reminder for me personally. I'm not telling anybody else how to live their life. Good reminder for me that the more you can be like someone like Peter Seidler, the better off everybody will be. And so I try to remember that going through as I, you know. As I talk about the team but just what they do for the community has just been, it's been outstanding. So I was really impressed with what they put together last night. It's now an organization. I think, you know, we're going to absolutely put on our giving list and try to get as involved with them as we can, because they really are doing good work. And to see it come out on stage last night was spectacular. So
yeah, that's awesome. I'm really glad you were there.
Yeah, it was really good. It was fun, and it was inspiring. Yeah, C20 Moreno says sounds inspiring. It was so inspiring and moving to see these people that have, you know, it's like I'm coming here complaining about something. I'm like, well, you weren't sleeping under a bridge last night, dude. You know what I mean? So it's always a good perspective to think about it when things may be bad, and it's also a good reminder, if you can help somebody, try to help them, because Peter certainly did. And this whole organization did, and it was just a really cool night. And the Bill Walton stuff was great too. I mean, the philanthropy that he exhibited every day, and the work that he put in, and the desire to help the homeless people and the unhoused people.
Forgot
here
about him,
yeah,
already.
Yeah,
like, we have lost some good ones in the last year. You know, you mentioned like when you're talking about Sheil and the grieving process. I'm like, yeah, it hasn't even been a year.
I know,
it's been 10 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels like it's been longer.
Yeah. 100%, man. It was a great night. It was a great night celebrating some great people. But again, a good reminder for all of us to try to be great as well. Help out where we can, certainly. I want to do a better job with our platform of trying to help as many people as we can. So thanks for indulging us this morning. So we're going to talk to Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. I'm excited to talk to the skipper. I would say he's probably on edge a little bit.
Do you think he enjoyed the night off last night?
I don't think so at all.
He just wants to get back out there every
Honestly,
day.
Honestly, we can ask him, like, did you want, I mean, for his players, yeah, man. Reset some things, get some guys some rest. Mm-hmm. But I think when you get to this point of the season, Paulie, you just want to get it, not over with, but you just want to get at it. Like, yeah, you just want to be at the ballpark, doing your routine. Sitting around in San Francisco yesterday, I'm sure was excruciating for him. That's just my guess, but I'd put myself in those shoes. I would be a wreck pacing around my hotel. I just want to get to the ballpark. So, you know, you got all day off today to sit around. He's got to talk to us in a couple hours, but I don't know about you guys, man. We can take your calls, certainly. 833-288-0973. Kind of what's your feelings about the Padres the last couple of weeks? you know, I think I know what they need to do, how many games they need to win. But it's right there in front of them. They control their own destiny. And honestly, man, like, not to be so cut and dry about it, but if it doesn't work out, there's nobody else they can blame. I mean, it's not, well, this other team got really hot. Well, I mean, you win your games, you're going to be fine. So the business is at hand for the San Diego Padres. How are the fans feeling? 833-288-0973. We can talk to you guys today. We're going to talk to Jordan Schusterman at 8. Cespedes Family Barbecue. There's a story. We'll do it and don't do this. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I've never seen anything like this, Paulie. This probably goes on, but I've never heard anything like this.
When it first came out, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then, like, every hour as the night went on, yeah, like, it got more and more weird. I go, what the hell is going on?
I can't believe this
over here in Minnesota,
this,
I think.
This catcher for the Twins. I've never heard anything like this in my life.
Oh, we've had some wild don't do this stories this week.
Just insane. Insane. And I'm sure you guys watched the game last night. I caught, you know, bits and pieces in the reception area before.
Imagine
the
not
gala.
Having James Cook on your fantasy football team.
I don't even know who James Cook is.
Well, he scored 3 touchdowns.
He
last
scored
night.
3 touchdowns? You have him?
Yeah, I do.
So he plays for the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, I won $100 on him, but nice. Yeah, there we go. All right, we'll come back. Talk about last night's game. Talk about Tua. I mean, just what a violent sport. You can call us. We can talk Padres as well. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken
care forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.